World health officials say they're likely to miss a major goal in the treatment of HIV and AIDS. By the end of 2005, the World Health Organization wanted to get treatment to 3 million people in low- and middle-income countries. Despite some dramatic improvements in treatment in some areas, like sub-Saharan Africa, reaching that goal is now seen as unlikely. We're joined now by Dr. Jim Young Kim, who is director of HIV/AIDS at the World Health Organization. He's on the line from Geneva. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Why won't this goal be reached?
Well, we've learned a lot over the last 2 years, the life of the 3x5 movement.
That's 3 million people by 2005.
2005, right. And we're at 1 million. Now, if you would have asked anybody 3-4 years ago if we could ever get 1 million people in low- and middle-income countries on treatment, I think they wouldn't have believed you. So there's a lot of movement out there. But there were things that we just didn't predict that has slowed things down. For example, the issue of the procurement and supply chain management of drugs, a topic that's dull as dishwater and that doesn't really make the headlines, but that has been a brake on almost every country's effort to access their global fund money. Other areas too, like human resources, we don't have enough of the basic frontline health workers out there. And right now, most countries are understanding that you don't need a physician to start treatment and to follow patients over time. The vast majority can be followed by health workers and nurses. But we didn't have that kind of understanding in all the developing countries 2 years ago. So we got a late start on training those kinds of people to get into the system.
You mentioned a problem with procurement. What does that mean? Why is it so hard to get the drugs that you need, get them where they need to be?
When a country receives a grant, for example, from the Global Fund, what they have to do is issue a tender, meaning they have to tell companies that they're going to buy a certain number of drugs. Then they have to judge those bids that come in from the companies, see which one is best, make a decision, make sure that the money is available to pay the companies, bring the drugs to the dock, and then get them from their dock or their airport to the people that need them. That's a very complicated process. And for many countries, they've never dealt with any even single item in the volume that they're having to deal with antiretrovirals and other medicines for HIV/AIDS.
You're telling me that these logistical questions are actually costing lives, possibly millions of lives.
Absolutely. And I still think that there's something really great about all this in the sense that Representative Henry Hyde the other day was on the floor of the Congress talking about the crisis in human resources for health in developing countries. Again, something that's not nearly as exciting as saving lives, but it's very real. Well, I've worked in developing countries for the last 20 years, and I can tell you that this is not a new problem. But finally, on the back of our enormous effort to get treatment to people with HIV/AIDS, we're talking about it, we're thinking about it, and we also have the money to solve these problems. That's the real beauty of this, of the treatment scale-up.
Do you have the money? Do you have all the money you need?
No, not at all. There's a lot more money than before. This year, 2005, we expect about $8 billion to be spent on HIV/AIDS. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago when we were not using the B word, billions, we were talking about millions. So $8 billion is a lot, but it's not enough. What we'll need is a total of about $45 billion from 2006 to 2008 to really take on this epidemic appropriately.
Dr. Jim Young Kim is with the World Health Organization. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.